This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. This week we're going to do another chickener profile, but it's going to be a little different. Instead of being in a backyard, I'm on a barge here in New York City. Today I'm in Flushing. This barge has been all over New York City, and it's a pretty special barge. It's outfitted with all kinds of gardens and with a geodesic dome kitchen and, of course, four lovely little hens here. I'm here with the founder of the boat. We'll find all about that soon. It's called the Water Pod Project.
Hi, my name is Mary Mattingly, founder of the Water Pod, and we're here at the World's Fair Marina with four chickens, with two geodesic domes, four soil-based gardens, two hydroponic systems, four live spaces, and kitchen, galley, shower, and a dry compost toilet. And we're trying to make a space that's completely sustainable, that we don't have to leave, and everything is cyclical, including the chicken waste.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic. People really have to see it. Of course, there's a website, right?
Yeah, thewaterpod.org.
Where do the chickens come in? You said everything's sustainable. You got food here. You got, I see this kitty cat here. Is that just a visitor?
The kitty cat we've had for about a month now. We got him from Craigslist.
Oh, okay. Is he part of the sustainability?
He's part of, yeah, he is. He keeps us all sane because he's loving.
You do need, one of my arguments is always that chickens provide emotional support and intellectual stimulation. I don't know if you found that, but what was your main reason to get started with chickens here on the boat? I mean, instead of just, you know, having food and water and the other regular things when people think of sustainability.
Well, we wanted to have the chicken eggs, actually, for more protein on board. We have all the food that we're growing in our gardens, which is mostly vegetables, a few fruits, and some grains, but we thought for a sustainable diet, we need some eggs from chickens. So we got four chickens from a farm upstate in New York. The farm's called Awesome Farms, and they gave us these four chickens, Jilly, Rizzo, Marble, and Bonsai, and they've become our really good friends, and they lay four eggs a day.
So you got chickens who are already laying eggs. This is a pretty new experiment for you. You just started it when?
In the spring.
So the eggs have been of a benefit to you. Has there been any other benefit? And we got the intellectual benefit and the emotional support of having them on board. How about the fertilizer you're getting, their manure? Has that helped the garden?
Right now it's too short a season. We have it all in one area of the garden that we're ready to put on the garden after this season, growing season finishes, which is pretty soon. So we'll get to see the benefits of that good compost really soon. And it's really great because after our meals, if we have anything left over, we give it to the chickens as well, and they seem really happy. So I think we give them a pretty well-balanced diet here. Another really fun thing about the chickens is when they come out of their coop in the morning. So in the mornings, we take them out of the coop for a walk around the geodesic dome, and they visit with the cat. They have become pretty good friends at this point, and it's really fun. It's great for photography and video, too.
They have a pretty good space here by most people's coop standards. It's a very big coop for four hens. They don't have a lot of dirt to scratch in, but I noticed that you keep them supplied with litter and lots of food to keep them interested and occupied. I can't tell that they miss the dirt, and apparently you're taking them on walks, too. Do you ever let them out into the garden for pest control, or you have to keep pretty strict on that? I noticed they have a taste for kale. You were feeding them some of your own kale earlier. That was very generous of you.
Yeah, they love the gardens, and they do hop up into the garden beds, and they start pecking around, and they eat a lot of the vegetables that we have. Not that many pests yet, but I think they're pretty overwhelmed with how cool the gardens are when they get in there, and they just start eating everything. We don't let them in there for that long.
Yeah, that's their natural habitat, but
yeah,
that's always the challenge, is keeping them away from the vegetables and directing them towards any bugs. Are you getting fewer bugs because you're on a barge? Or
yeah, we are.
I think that's why.
Yeah, they really have taken to the sea, and they've really become really good sea chickens. They like the waves, and they like getting moved by the tug to our next location, and they seem to enjoy the entire experience. They love watching the water go by and the places go by, and they also really love it when guests come on because they get a lot of attention, and people come and feed them things from our garden and look at them, and they love it. They come right up to the edge, and they just like the attention, so it's good.
I've mentioned on previous shows that I had a chicken who liked to ride on my shoulders when I rode my bicycle, and I've heard of other chickens that really, they like the motion. They like being taken for a ride. What's the most interesting thing you've learned about chickens since you've taken them on here?
I didn't know that much at all, so I learned a lot, and if you ask me that, you're gonna get some really dumb responses. But I mean, one thing that I learned that I found a lot of people that come on board don't know is that female hens don't need a male to lay eggs.
Baby. I met a woman who grew up on a farm and who never figured that out, because they always had roosters. She had never had a henless environment, and so she always assumed that the roosters were necessary, but she had spent her whole life around chickens, and she didn't know that. And there's actually a lot of misconceptions right up until about a century ago. A lot of people didn't understand chickens. They just, they had them, they were around, but they didn't know how their reproductive system worked. It's probably going to sound kind of silly to you, and I can see that you've got to manage, but do you ever worry about them just escaping and flying over the side?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we keep a close eye when we do let them out of the coop that they don't go over the side, but they're pretty good. I mean, they seem to know that they shouldn't. It's kind of like the cat. The cat knows as well. They have this ingrained sense that, like, they don't want to go in the water. But they have escaped the coop a couple of times, and we had a woman who was living with us from Florida, and she owns chickens, and she would leave the cage open, the door open, and we would think she did it by accident. She was really doing it on purpose just for us to get used to the idea that they can come outside and it would be fine. Mm-hmm. And when she introduced us to that concept, we started to let them out all the time. So it wasn't until maybe halfway through the project that we even let the chickens out of their coop.
So with all the public that's come on and seen the chickens, and any New York City residents decided to have chickens in their backyard since it's legal?
Yeah, definitely, I think so. I mean, a lot of people have asked us about the process and what we found, and we give them what advice we can.
So in retrospect, do you feel like the chickens have added to the formula more than they've detracted? It worked out? Or are they sustainable?
They are so integral to the process. We could use more.
All right, thanks for showing me around. This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I had a good time. Did you have a good time talking about chicken?
I had a great time.
Thank you. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.